This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. The federal government has admitted to some Native American tribes that it messed up. This has to do with handling investments and managing natural resources on Indian land, like oil and gas and timber. The government manages those resources for tribes through trusts, and the feds acknowledge some mistakes, like not getting fair market value or failing to collect royalties. One of the tribes the government has settled with is the Ute Mountain Ute of southwest Colorado. Peter Ortego is their chief counsel. Peter, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
First of all, how much is the settlement?
$42,558,000.
Does it make you whole?
No, it doesn't really. I think that there would probably be some issues with how that is compensating us on some of the trust responsibilities. The tribe has narrowed as much as we can the trust damages that are being paid back to us, but there will always be differences of opinion as to whether that's a proper amount. And I think for the tribal members who are here and who have been here for generations and generations, there's really no way to adequately compensate them with money for the lack of trust responsibilities that we've received from the federal government.
What were the harms done?
But when it comes to management of resources, the tribe has a lot of oil and gas activity on the reservation. There are questions as to whether the federal government has appropriately collected royalties for us, enforced the terms of some of the leases, has collected adequate bonds, has adequately cleaned up some of our messes that have occurred out here from oil and gas operations. The federal government has the ultimate responsibility of ensuring that the resources are protected and are utilized for the benefit of the tribe.
What kind of toll has this taken on the people of the tribe?
Well, the community here in Ute Mountain is in Toyoak, and we also have a satellite community in White Mesa. They, of course, try to preserve their traditional customs and practices as much as they possibly can. But they also have to compete in a world that values economic development, values possession of money, to be blunt. And if the tribal members and the tribal government had had greater funds in the past, there are things that we could have done a long time ago that may make it so that today some of the problems that tribal members are having are either gone or alleviated.
Like what?
For instance, maybe we could build a school out here. Currently, there is no school on the reservation other than we have a HUD facility and we have a daycare for the really young kids. But, you know, we don't have a high school or a junior high school. Maybe some of the health care for our tribal members could have been improved. The Indian Health Services, which, by the way, is not a part of this case, has not always done a very good job of meeting the health care needs of Indians. And maybe some of those funds could have been put towards better health care for tribal members or recreation or better law enforcement. So it's difficult to look back with a 2020 vision and know exactly what we would have done with these funds if we had them. But here in the communities, you can see that improvements could be made with more funds. And if we had had those funds in the past, then I think today life would be better for the tribal members.
Well, now that you have funds from the settlement, will they be going towards what you listed off there?
We don't know for sure exactly how we're going to be utilizing the funds. The tribal members and the tribal council really need to get together and come to an understanding of what these funds mean to the tribe and what some of the potential uses are. We haven't made that determination yet.
Is there any chance that there would be a payout to individual members of the tribe, or would this stay in a central pool to be spent by tribal leaders at the direction of tribe members?
I know that there's a real urgency for some of the tribal members to receive funds, and we currently provide funds to tribal members in various ways. Each tribal member gets a certain amount of money every year. We also try to provide general welfare doctrine funds for education needs and healthcare needs. So no doubt we will be trying to make sure that some of that money gets into the hands of the tribal members, either through the general welfare doctrine services or in a per capita payment. This is the tribal members' money, and I think in some way or another, they deserve to have some of that put to them more directly. The tribe also has numerous economic development opportunities and other necessities that it will probably want to use the funds for. So we have to find the right balance.
Is there some concern that with a windfall like this, are there concerns that you could burn through this money and that it might not have a lasting impact?
Yes, of course. That money can be there for a long time for future generations, or maybe it just gets spent today. I don't know. That'll be up for the Tribal Council and its members to decide.
I want to say that, just for some background, there was a big lawsuit in 2010 that also dealt with the federal mismanagement of Indian trusts. But those were individual trusts held by a single person, not by tribes.
Right.
This is known as the Cobell Settlement, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Just to distinguish that for folks who may be familiar with that history. What have you been able to learn about why the federal government messed up, let's say, on oil and gas leases?
I haven't really been able to learn a lot as to why they messed up. I'm not sure that the purpose of this litigation or even of the Cobell case was to determine why there were mistakes. I think we were simply trying to identify that there were mistakes that were made. Part of the settlement with the tribes was to put in place a system whereby account management can be a little better understood by both the United States and the tribes. Part of the settlement is that the federal government will now provide reports to the tribes about the status of their funds, and tribes are to review those reports, and tribes agree that they will first try to settle any type of dispute over those funds with the Department of Interior before they pursue any litigation.
What I'd like to do is play a comment from your tribal chairman, Gary Hayes, chairman of the Ute Mountain Ute, and he was at the announcement for this settlement in Washington, D.C., and here's some of what he had to say.
We still have a tremendous amount of work ahead of us. We have a mountain, a huge mountain to climb. But together, step by step, lifting and pushing together, we can one day get to the top of that mountain.
What do you think that mountain is?
We are just barely scratching the surface when we deal with trust issues that relate to oil and gas or trust fund accounting. There are health issues involved. There are education involved with issues involved with tribes. This settlement, for instance, did not include law enforcement issues. As you may recall, it wasn't too long ago that the U.S. Attorney for the District of Colorado said that Toyoc, here on the Mountain Ute Reservation, is the murder capital of Colorado. Well, law enforcement is a trust responsibility that the federal government provides to the Ute Mountain Ute tribe. And at one time, being the murder capital of the state of Colorado, clearly that doesn't bode well for how well the federal government was maintaining that responsibility. So I think what Chairman Hayes is referring to there is the broad range of issues that we still have to deal with the United States when it comes to its trust responsibilities. This settlement is just a very, very small part of that overall picture.
It's been nice talking to you. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you, and it's been my pleasure. You're very welcome.
Peter Ortego is chief counsel for the Ute Mountain Ute. The southwestern Colorado tribe has settled with the U.S. government for more than $42 million. Dozens of other tribal lawsuits over trust responsibilities are pending.